This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Whoa. I don't know. I want it to be vacation. Anywho.
I like that intro.
I'm Vicky Barcelona, one of the broads. The other broad over there is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info if people want to connect with us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a text and we got someone in trouble.
What? What do you mean?
We got someone in trouble.
Oh, so no.
Do you remember last week we had an episode where we talked about somebody messaged us in and asked us what we thought about the idea of if you're married, you get married, and after 7 years, you have to sit there and evaluate if you want to continue being married, like do like a vow renewal or get divorced.
Oh, do I ever remember that topic? Yes, because you and I disagreed.
Yes. So our buddy James.
James.
Your buddy James. Hey, girls, it's your buddy James, now in Idaho.
Oh.
So the wife and I are listening to your remarried or divorce every 7 year subject.
Ooh, yeah.
Now my wife wants to get remarried. Like, big, expensive wedding, brand new dress, all of our kids in it, invite the whole family. Girls, you got me in trouble.
Oh!
I'm curious, did you have, I'm assuming, is this your 7 year anniversary then?
Yeah, I was going to ask, how long have you guys been married?
And how was your first wedding? That's what I'm curious. Like, if you guys just eloped or had to do a small thing, then, I get it.
I get it.
I mean, but if you already had a big, expensive, crazy party, then you don't really need a second one.
Well,
you could still do something nice and save up for it.
If you guys did get eloped or had a smaller thing, was it because of the money or was it just the situation you guys were in, or did she just not want a
fancy, shotgun
big wedding then, but now all of a sudden does? Or if it is your 7 year mark and just because of that whole last
just
podcast.
An excuse.
Yeah.
I want another wedding.
Good luck with that.
I mean, I think it makes more sense if you guys didn't have your big wedding. Because that's what happened with a buddy of mine. They were planning on getting married, and then when they were already engaged, and they found out they were pregnant, and they proceeded, these friends, and then they proceeded to have a kid every year for the next 3-4 years.
Yikes!
So they have three kids, and so they always had they kept postponing their wedding, basically their reception.
Did they elope then? Did they courthouse wedding?
When they found out they were pregnant, because they were engaged anyways, they're like, we might as well elope. So they eloped, and so they've never had to have their actual wedding.
Yeah. So after all these kids, do you think they're actually ever going to? Because I feel like
they're in the process of remodeling their house.
Yeah. I feel like kids are expensive. Mm-hmm. You kind of get to the fact that it's maybe we have better things to spend money on.
Right. And I know deep down, both of them would really like it because it'd be an excuse to get party and drunk.
Hell yeah.
So I think maybe in a few years they could have a small reception where it's just that's the excuse, their wedding anniversary. Let's just get together, get drunk, eat good food.
Yeah.
Maybe dress her up, make her all pretty.
Yeah, have kind of a little ceremony type thing, but not do the big, hundreds of guests type of thing.
Exactly. Just something fun to still kind of have pictures. Maybe do get a dress and take pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, to have the memories. It'd be cool because they can have their kids in the wedding now,
right,
which is really cool.
And that's one of the things, too. I know, for me, I don't want a big, fancy wedding. I don't want something that's going to cost a lot of money. But I do want it to be special.
Yeah.
Whenever it does happen.
For sure. I mean, nowadays, who knows if anyone can ever have a big fancy wedding anymore.
Well, if you don't want a big fancy wedding right now, it's a good excuse, a good time to get married. My cousin just got married. So a couple of my cousins actually have gotten married during this pandemic.
How many guests do they have there?
My other cousin, I don't know. I wasn't invited, which I don't care.
Awkward.
I know. I'm like, I live here. The other one, other cousin lives in Mexico. So I'm like, I'm not flying to see your wedding on a Saturday if I'm going to have a day to fly there, day to fly back. No.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, yeah. I'm not close to you. If you guys are going to have this renewal thing, I mean, you have to like keep in mind what the hell's going on, right? Well, so it could be the perfect time to have a very, James, this is your perfect time to just be like, yeah, of course we can have one, but we can only invite this many people, babe.
And it could be intimate. And you could spend more money on like the quality of food if there's less people that, and like a nicer dress. And you know, they're probably, I was looking, so I'm looking at maybe getting a new car in the near future.
Oh, you fancy.
I don't know. I'd have two cars. I'm one of those bitches. No.
Oh, would you keep your, the car you have now?
Mostly just because I don't think they'd give me a whole lot of money for it. So
because that one's like, you got that only a few years ago.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago. But it wasn't that much much newer than my old car that I had before.
Okay.
It was only 2 years older. So.
So it's still a piece of crap is what you're saying?
It's a nicer piece of crap than my other one. No, it's just being a dick right now. So I'm just real mad at it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm looking at new cars and they're a lot cheaper than I was expecting.
Like new cars?
Yeah, a brand new car.
Oh.
Like a brand new car that's bigger than the one I have, same brand and stuff, is only like $8,000 more than what I got this car for.
$8,000 more, is that what you said? Mm-hmm.
For a bigger car with all the features, 2020.
Oh,
which is not bad.
I have no idea.
Like,
I'm all about that used car life.
Right. And I was even looking at the used cars, like the used version, one that was like a 2017. And it's got, not, it doesn't have crazy, too many crazy miles on it. And it's only like $3,000 or $4,000 cheaper than the brand
new
one.
So you would want to keep the same kind of car you have.
I want a little bigger one.
But like the same brand. Same brand. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the brand. Like, oh, and I like the where I get it at and stuff. So I'm like, okay. And my mom has, it's the car my mom has. And
oh,
I really
so you know.
Like it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know it. It's not super crazy big. It's technically an SUV, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think people are very thirsty for other people's, like, income, like money. Like,
right.
You know, like businesses are like, mm-hmm. please buy a car.
Exactly.
Whatever,
so
whatever.
That's what I was getting at was wedding dresses are probably the same right now, too.
Yeah, very, very true.
So you never know.
But sorry if you guys have already had that big wedding and she wants another big wedding. Cause...
Yeah, so, but I do want to know the information. So please send us the information.
Good luck talking her out of that.
But like, I mean, I got to show some solidarity to the gals. Make sure they get, you know, something fancy that they want. You know, something, especially because a lot of girls dream about that when they're little.
Oh, yeah. Some of them know exactly what they want at like age 6.
But it changes. Like for me, I wanted the big fancy Mexican wedding because those are huge.
Huge.
I am very the opposite now.
Yeah. You're like, I actually hate half of my family. So it's
not that
very
I hate
small.
Them. I'm just very indifferent.
You're not invited. I don't want you there.
But I saw this and it made me feel good. It was from brightside.me, just randomly popped up on Facebook. And it's 14 tweets about the power of women's solidarity that made us proud.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, maybe not necessarily about, you know, trying to convince a dude to have a second wedding. But I was trying to do a segue there. All right, let me restart. Hey, and okay. So, we as women, we need to be there for each other, show some solidarity. And I liked reading these tweets. They made me happy. Some of these are, you know, silly, but I want to see what you think.
All right.
So, the girl in front of me in my lecture was watching Grey's Anatomy, looked back and saw me staring, so she put on the subtitles. Girl support girls.
Aww.
I've seen other tweets and stories of people like watching something on the train or something, and then they see someone looking and they put the subtitles on for them.
Yeah.
I think that's cute.
I feel like that's like could be guy or guy too,
yeah,
or girl
that,
or guy.
That could be for
or...
anybody. I had a fight with my boyfriend and went outside to get some fresh air. Went to a cafe almost crying, and a waitress came up to me and asked which milkshake I wanted, chocolate or vanilla. I said, no, I wanted green tea with no sugar, and she just looked at me and said, no, darling, you need a chocolate milkshake. Believe me. So she brought me one and even sat down to chat, and I left the place happy. That's a 5-star service.
Oh, that's sweet. I actually had, there was a couple that I was waitressing on, and you could tell this was like a date that went, like they had known each other for a while because the girl got very emotional and stormed out, and I like ran after her, and it was like really awkward. I was like, are you okay? Like, I don't know. I just feel emotions, and obviously that did not go well, and I think you just got dumped. And she was like, nah, yeah, okay, bye.
Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, she's like, why are you going? And I was like, I don't know. I feel bad for you. Like, I don't know. Okay, bye.
You have my pity. Yeah. That's what people want to hear. Yeah. So a girl on a train was advising her friend who has had a bad day that she doesn't have to choose between chicken Kiev and pizza for dinner. Just put the chicken Kiev on the pizza. And that's the kind of support you need after a tough one.
Oh, hell yeah. Get all the things.
I was with a buddy of mine. We went to a gay club. I don't know if he had ever been dancing at this particular gay club. It used to be in Everett. It was, what's it called? I forget the name, but it was like the only like club in Everett.
Yeah.
And it happened to be a gay club, and everyone was in there. Like all the waitresses and waiters were in their underwear. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were. The booty cheeks out.
Oh, yeah. My friend actually was the Jello Shot girl there.
Oh, cool.
And I had another friend text me. She's like, why did you tell me? She's standing here in a G-string in front of me. I'm so shocked. I'm like, I saw her. I'm like, hey, I want some Jello shots. But how have you been? But my friend and I, he and I went dancing. We came back and I'm like, I want all the fast food because I was drunk. And we went to McDonald's and got nuggets. And we went to Taco Bell and got tacos.
Yeah.
And we got everything.
Jack in the Box, got some fries.
Oh, my God. It was a great day. So I feel like you shouldn't have to choose, especially after either a good night partying or a bad day.
See, that's the problem, though, because my boyfriend is all about, like, especially if I want some bad food or something, I need someone to tell me no. But he is so, like... I was like, but I'm really craving this, but I also want this. But this sounds really... Well, let's get all of them. Let's just get everything. And I'm like... No, but yes.
It's like, it's okay every now and then, right?
Right.
Once I broke up with a man because he turned out to be a cheater. The owner of the apartment I bought right after had discovered her husband or divorced her husband for the exact same reason. She asked what furniture I wanted left, and I said I would pay for it all because I had nothing. So for the 25 pieces of furniture, she asked for only $24.
Wow.
Female solidarity, 10 out of 10. I'm sure the person who moved out, she's just like, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
You don't want that furniture. So she's like, just take it.
That's really nice, though, still.
Yeah.
Hella cheap.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I was at McDonald's today eating French fries and complaining to my friend that I just blew my diet again. And a woman sitting next to me just said, honey, you're not cheating on your diet when you eat fries. You cheat on fries when you are on a diet. And that's the best thing I've heard in my life.
That's funny.
I was driving for Uber today and this girl gets in the car and I asked her how her day's been going and she breaks down. She tells me that she flew alone from Texas to see a guy and he abandoned her. So I did what anyone would want someone to do for me. I invited her to hang out with me and my friends. I think I've actually read this train and she posted a bunch of pictures and stuff and they went out clubbing. She took her here and there.
Really?
It was so cool.
And they like became friends. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened like after that night. Like, where'd she go?
I think she eventually flew back, obviously, but
like, did she showed stay, her like, at a hotel time. Or something? Or?
I think she stayed with them.
Oh, that's so something sweet. Like that.
I'm one of the teacher's favorite students, and for several years, I had been dating a classmate, but this time, a week before the start of school year, he broke up with me and started dating a different girl. Mm. The teacher found out about this, and when the guy brought her flowers on the first day, she's like, no, you're giving them to me, and 10 minutes later, you'll give flowers to someone else. No, thank you. Or, you'll give flowers to someone else? No, thank you. This is going to be an interesting year.
Oh, like the teacher was like, you can't give flowers. Those are my flowers now?
Yeah, it's like, you don't know. I'm guessing this was not at a college. I'm guessing it was high school. It's like, no, the flowers are a distraction. You got to bring them up here.
Oh, to make her feel better.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not giving them to somebody.
I'd be pissed if I was the dude. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, flowers are not cheap, especially if you're in high school.
Yeah. $10 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I asked a girl where she got her nails done, and she Googled the exact address and showed me a picture of the building. That's going.
That like, is legit. Yeah.
It's like, here you go, babe. My roommate saw me crying in the hall last night. In the morning, she sent me these flowers with a note. And it was, you know, cute little flowers. It says, tears in general are horrid, but tears inflicted by boys are the worst. Hope these make you smile and everything gets better.
Oh, that makes me want to cry. That's so sweet. I would get flowers sent to me like every other day, though.
Right, you cry all the time.
I cry all the time.
Today, I found out that I got into the college I dreamed about. And in the beginning, my friends and I were going to go to college together to find out the results. But they refused at the last moment, so I had nobody to share my joy with. I was sad, but when I came home, I found out they had planned a party for me because they had no doubts I would get in.
Wow.
Yeah. Aww.
What would happen if she didn't get in?
I don't know. Like,
was everyone waiting?
Just waiting to get drunk.
At the house. Surprise, you didn't get in.
A girl in my sorority once ran across campus to bring me a battery for my insulin pump because I was in the lab, and today she pulled out a handful of batteries and said she carries them around just in case I need one. And honestly, it's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Damn, that's a true homie right there.
Yeah. It's like, I got batteries all the time for you.
Oh, and you know they're just specifically for her friend.
Mm-hmm. Aww. It's like, hey, my Bob is dead. Can I borrow some batteries?
Girl, I got you.
I had a fight on the phone with my boyfriend and I was on the bus and I was ready to cry. But then a woman sat right next to me and said, you can't make him behave differently, but you can make yourself leave him and find someone who will value you.
Oh, that's some knowledge.
I'm picturing like an older woman, yep. Like, you know, like the ones that like you get a hug from them and you just want to like melt into their arms because yeah. It's like so warm and loving.
But you also are afraid that you could break them because they're so frail.
No, I'm thinking like, the bigger women, like the really cozy grandmas.
See, I was thinking of like the little, like Betty
little
White.
Little frail. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who was I picturing? I'm like, maybe like a Queen Latifah.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm weird. Good night, beauty. You're Matt from your imaginary boyfriend. Ha, 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 ha. Thanks, mom. This is a text conversation.
That's what the mom texted to the daughter.
It's like, good night. Love your imaginary boyfriend. Ha, ha, ha. Thanks, mom.
That's so funny. That's something my mom would do.
I should not give your mom my phone number.
Yeah, no. I know.
But I'm trying to think of like when there was a moment you had like where somebody did something like that for you, like women solidarity. Or let's say homie solidarity.
Well, I mean, recently, it wasn't to me, but I saw on Instagram on Sunday, I think, my friend went to her friend's, like, balcony and, like, played a song from her iPhone, uh-huh. The birthday bitch song, and, like, had this huge bouquet of balloons because, like, it was, like, the day we just went back into, like, crazy lockdown or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, wow, I never thought I would like have someone play a song outside of my balcony for me. And it was like my friend just twerking because, you know, far away and like with the balloons and just like, happy birthday. And I was like, that is so sweet. Like, and then I was like, bitch, you are the nicest person ever. And she was like, well, I got to do it for your birthday, too. And I'm like, that's right. But, you know, like, I feel like especially this year, people are coming up with the most like creative ways to be like thoughtful because you can't just like run up and give you a hug or like hang out even. So
like we recently, like my best friend and I, we have another friend. He's having a really hard time with the lockdown.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, the past few weeks for me has been a rough go of it for sure. So I understand.
Well, for him, he has really, I didn't know this until COVID started. He has really bad germophobia.
Oh.
Like, real bad. Like, he has only, I think, maybe gone to the store once since March.
Oh, like, he normally is a germaphobe, but it's kind of like he can keep it under control.
Yeah, like, because I never really noticed it.
Yeah, so it doesn't really come out.
But he won't leave because he's just super strict and, you know, vigilant about it. They get all their groceries delivered, that kind of thing.
Damn.
Like, sanitizer anywhere. Like, we have had, like, socially distanced gatherings, like, at our houses, and we would sit in the garage and stuff, like, in the summer.
Yeah.
And he would keep a mask on the entire time.
And be very 6 feet away from everyone.
Yes. So he's very vigilant about it. So we knew he was going through a really hard time, like depressed, really anxious. So, and even his girlfriend too, like who's our friend as well, she is going back to school, like and stressing out. So we made them like a gift basket.
Aww.
So it had like champagne and I think we put beer in it. I got him a bunch of like weed edibles.
Nice. Hand sanitizer, toilet paper.
No, we did get like my friend got the hand sanitizer, like little sanitizer ones like from Bath and Body Works or whatever.
Yeah.
Like just a bunch of little fun things. I found him like a little Christmas ornament. It was a Harry Potter one, but it's like you don't know what it is until you open it.
Oh, that's fun.
Stuff like that. Like, just, like, cool stuff. We left it on their doorstep, and we, like, rung the doorbell a million times because we didn't tell them we were coming. Run away. We're sitting in the car, like, bye!
Oh, and then it was just there.
And they were, like, my friend, she wanted, like, she just, you could tell she was about to start crying. She's like, oh.
That's so sweet. I mean, even, like, just today, like, I've been having, like, the past few weeks for me have just, I don't know why, but, like, anxiety-filled, maybe PMS. Yes. Like, it's just been
constant.
I feel like I've been constantly PMSing for the past month, to be honest. But, and then with this whole new restrictions again, or how Washington is going backwards, I feel like, rather than forwards, which I get, it's cold season, it's holidays. I had a feeling this was going to happen, but like, I just completely, like, all of my anxiety and everything kind of just came to a head yesterday. Ugh. And I was just like, you know, when you're like, I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to be healthy about it. I'm trying to just, you know, do yoga and just stay. It's all good. Like, life is okay. You know, be
you're
okay.
A person who very much feeds off the energy of other people. Like, you need to be around humans.
Yes. Yes. That's what my boyfriend was telling me 2 days ago or something, because I was like, I am not doing well, right? You know, and he is like, you know, like, I can be your buddy. We can try to do as many things. If you can't see anybody else for a while, like, you and I, you know. And I was like, thank you. And he's like, I think I'm so good with this, because he's an only child.
Yeah.
So he was like, I really think I'm used to this. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily like being alone all the time, but I was brought up to kind of, you know, fend for myself, play with myself. Right. And I was like, that makes so much sense, because mm-hmm. for me, like, I have a brother and I'm used to being with people all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And so all of that, and then just the thoughts of like, oh my God, it's another month, and blah, blah, blah. So it's been like quite a few weeks for me. But you today freaking made me and brought me a mask, which was like the sweetest thing ever.
Because I know I made one for Danny, because I'm practicing using a sewing machine. And mind you, it's not the most perfect mask. Like, I'm looking at it when I was done, I was like, oh, but this is uneven or anything. I'm like, well, if she says something, I'll make her another one, because I still have extra fabric.
I love it.
But I made Danny one because I found this pizza fabric at Joanne Fabrics. And I'm like, I need to make a mask or something for Danny, because this is perfect.
Yeah.
And then you're like, where's mine? I'm like, okay, I need to find the perfect, like, material for it, the perfect pattern. And I was scouring it. I was looking like an idiot, because I'm like going up and down the aisles. These women are like, oh, I don't know what to make my daughter. It's like, move.
You're like, what? Screams Sarah. What fabric?
And I'm like, you're Sarah. In front of the pink. I need to look at the pink and the red.
Yeah. So today Vicky's like, close your eyes. And I did. And I put up my hands, and it's like this beautiful, like, heart pink and red hearts all over this black background mask. And I was like, that is like, that seriously.
Aww.
Yeah. I like made my like month, because I'm like, that's just like so sweet, and like the kindness from like your heart to like freaking make me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so thank you. But that's like another, like,
thank you for liking it, because I'm like, I'm still learning. I'm still a noob.
You're a guinea pig. yeah but that's like women solidarity, you know, like that was just like, damn.
Well, I know,
sweet things.
I know we can't do anything because of lockdowns and stuff, but the thing with us is like, we have our houses and our homes, but we come to work every day, and we're very much like our bubble.
Yeah,
this is our bubble of people. So you hang out with your brother, you hang out with, like, we can hang out with Danny and stuff like that. So I'm wondering, because we can't really do anything for birthdays, because your birthday's coming up. I'm like, maybe we can do something.
Yeah, like just like our coworker,
our bubble,
coworker bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't even know if you're even supposed to have a bubble outside of your coworkers anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we are. Yeah, we're pretty much.
Yeah, we're pretty much like, we might as well live together.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah.
I know. That's crazy too, because my brother's birthday was 2 weekends ago, or the 7th of November. And he was just like, wow, now I feel so lucky that I got to go to a restaurant, you know? Because now restaurants are no mas, except for outside. But,
well, we can, you know, we can try to plan something like where we're all in it together, or I can see if I can. Because you and Danny have birthdays one day apart.
Yes.
He's the 5th, you're the 6th. So maybe we can do like a get-together where we all cook together.
Yeah.
Where you can watch. Because cool. Yeah.
I can make drinks.
Yeah, it's perfect. You can feed us drinks. I'm like, we can all make like vegetarian food and stuff. Like make recipes. And then we can play drinking games. And
get faded together.
Yes, get faded together.
Because that's what normally happens anyway.
It's just a lot less people.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'd be down for
it's
that.
It's still something.
I'll get faded with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'll probably get faded.
I call dibs on the couch.
You got it. Wherever you want, girl.
But maybe we can plan something like that, because we need it. You need it.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I'm trying to be like, it's 1 year. Don't be like so, you know, like,
it's not your 30th.
I have my like my devil and my angel, you know. So
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, poor me, man. And then I'm like, Sarah, get it together. Like, your life is good. Like, you know,
it's
everyone
okay.
Has, but then I'm like, but it's my birth, you know. So thank you. That's very, very sweet of you. We're getting through this.
We got this.
We all got this. It's all going to pass. It's all going to pass.
But whether it's, you know, female on female solidarity, male on male solidarity, or just human on human solidarity, what is something that you have done recently for somebody else? What is something somebody recently done, or something you saw somebody do that you really appreciated?
Or even if you read something online and you're like, wow, that's so awesome.
Please send them to us, because we need some more like happiness in the world. That's what we're trying to promote. Even though I think the next episode might be not so happy.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Going to be very angry.
That's what we're
going
to promote on this episode.
Yes.
Next episode, nah, not so much.
Anywho, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.